Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 67, and this update is for week 17 of 2023. This week, I will talk about the security of forked open source projects. Forking a project allows anyone to take ownership of an open source project and lead it in a new direction. But there's far more to forking a project beyond simply declaring it as being forked. Find out more in this week's Knowledge Share. I will then cover three vulnerabilities in this week's Vulnerability Roundup. None required authentication for malicious parties to attack the exploit, and two of the three received no patch. Stay tuned to find out which plugins are affected. Now, onto this week's weekly Knowledge Share. Open source projects all include one powerful tool up their sleeves that can allow anyone to clone a project and take it in a new direction. This powerful tool is simply known as forking the project, and the web's most widely used content management system, WordPress, was also started as a fork of another open source project called B2 Cafe Log. There is also a community-led effort to fork the modern WordPress called Classic Press. The creators of Nold plugin and themes sometimes claim that they're simply creating a fork of a GPL project. But there's far more to forking a project than just making it available. Forking a project means that the new project owners are taking the responsibility over of the new project they've created. Responsibilities such as communication, community, updates, and maintenance. Sometimes these important considerations can be missed by short-sighted developers who are too eager to take a project in a new direction. Forking a project to add a simple one-off feature or get around licensing mechanisms is simply short-sighted, because forking is a commitment to create and maintain a new project, not just a solution for a one-off problem. Users of forked projects need to know that they're using a fork as well. Anyone attempting to pass off a forked project as the original project is creating confusion and possibly some legal issues. GPL may allow creation of forks, but it does not allow trademarks to be misused on the new forked project. The most important responsibility would be making sure that the code base is secure, especially if there's a publicly disclosed security bug. Forking causes a divergence with the code bases, and especially with security bugs, this is important they're covered. If a security bug is found in the original project, it may affect the fork as well, meaning that researchers now need to report the same security bug in two different places. Coordinating disclosure and patches also becomes a mess, as both the original project and the forked project will need to cooperate on a release date. If one project releases the patch before the other, then the users of the slower-to-patch project get the short end of the stick, running insecure code on their projects until the developer can pick up the slack. Forking open source projects is still a powerful and useful tool. It can bring a project back from the dead, or address an untenable situation with the leadership. However, forking is not free. It comes with some serious concerns, including security concerns, which all of these concerns should be considered before anyone chooses to use or create a fork of their favorite open source project. Now onto this week's Vulnerability Roundup, where I will share three plugins with serious unauthenticated security bugs reported in them, starting with the only plugin that received a patch from the developer. Users of the Quiz and SurveyMaster plugin should update their plugin to the most recent version as soon as possible. The developers released a patch to address an unauthenticated SQL injection bug, so now it's up to you to apply the patch to your website. The next two plugins did not receive patches, unfortunately, starting with the Email Post to Subscribers plugin. It was affected by an unauthenticated SQL injection bug as well. Unfortunately, no patch has been made available at this time, so it is recommended that site owners disable the plugin until a patch is made available. It does appear that the developers are active with the plugin, releasing a patch recently. However, the most recent release did not address this security bug. Next is the ZM Ajax Login and Register plugin, which was affected by an unauthenticated authentication bypass security bug. Unfortunately, the developers did not provide a patch to this security bug, and it appears the last update to this plugin was 7 years ago. This may mean that the plugin has simply been abandoned, and site owners who are using this plugin should disable the plugin and likely look for an alternative solution. Now on to this week's thanks and appreciation. This week, a thank you goes out to the developers of the Quiz and Survey Master plugin, Express Tech. Thank you for providing the patch for that security bug. I do wish I could thank the developers of Email Post to Subscribers and ZMHX Login and Register. However, I will have to reserve this thank you until they've made their security patches publicly available. On behalf of the users of these plugins, I truly wish you Godspeed in making this patch available. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the Patch Stack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.